Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Umano. Interesting content read to you by professional voice artists. Stay informed on the go. Umano is available for your iPhone, iPad, or Android device. Download it for free in the App Store or on Google Play, Umano. For more information, visit umanoapp.com. Greetings and salutations. I'm Sarah Lane, and this is i5 for the iPhone, the weekly show where we pick the five best iPhone apps, news, tips, and tricks, and pass the savings along to you. Let's begin. Number one. So last week I talked about my new favorite game, Rumble Kitten. Remember? Got a pretty good response from a lot of you. Everybody likes the Rumble Kittens. Happy to help, i5 Army. So you like games. I got it. All right. So let's continue the game trend. But this time it's going to be a very different game that's getting quite a bit of attention. And it's called Dots. So you've got a grid of dots in various colors. It's pretty simple. You connect two or more dots of the same color in any pattern, except you can't go diagonal. So you're thinking squares and 90-degree lines. When you group dots correctly, they'll disappear, and then new dots fall into place accordingly. You're playing against yourself, though you can link your Twitter and Facebook accounts to see how well you're doing against your friends socially. 442. My gosh, Arrington is a ninja dot master. As you play round after round, you amass dot points. When you have enough of them, you can buy little extras like shrinkers, expanders. You can buy yourself extra time. The sound effects are great, too. In fact, that might be the thing I like most about dots. Games don't get simpler than this, which is why I like it, because, you know, I'm only so much of a gamer. You get into the zone, and you go, and time passes. I also noticed something interesting, though, on the Dots website, if you look under the Purpose section. I think it's worth pointing out. It reads, "We won't take advantage of our players, and we believe that decisions made for short-term gains become long-term blemishes." So to me, that says, we're not going to hook you in and then force you into in-app purchases in order to get a quick buck so that you can enjoy the game. That's one of the issues I have with other games, Rumble Kitten being one of them. I pointed that out last week. So I do appreciate a developer making a statement like this. Although Dots does offer in-app purchases, you can earn the same points through hard work and perseverance too. The app itself is free and it's very addictive. Install with caution. Number two, got a little duh tip from Topher, who writes, "Did you know that if you go into settings and then notifications and tap edit, you can reorder the way apps appear in your notification center? I like to move the share widget to the very top of the screen, so I always have quick access to it." Yeah, this is a good one, especially for me, because when I get text messages, they come in and then I want to review them in my drop-down menu. Maybe I got more than one. I want to see those grouped up right at the top of my notification center in that drop-down menu rather than having to scroll through my other updates first, like weather. But it's obviously up to you. It's obviously how you like your stuff organized. So make it your own. Thanks, Toph. Number three. More dot tips, more dot tips, more dot tips. Got an email from Matthew, who is apparently a word nerd, which automatically makes him my new friend. Here's what he wrote. "I've got two quick duh tips regarding ellipses on the iPhone. First, want an ellipsis in your tweet, but you're over your 140-character limit by just a couple characters? Using an actual ellipsis instead of three periods can shorten your tweet by one or two precious characters. Second, to find the ellipsis on your iPhone keyboard, tap and hold the period and it'll pop up. However, it may be easier to just set up an expansion of sorts using iOS's built-in keyboard shortcuts. I just have a snippet set up to replace three consecutive periods with the ellipsis character. Now, I don't know if quickly tapping the period three times and waiting for the autocorrect is any faster than tapping and holding and inserting the ellipsis normally, but I think it'll be a handy snippet to have anyway." Matthew, I like your style. Ellipses are the spice of written life, at least in my opinion, ... So it's good to know what tricks are available to us, especially when it comes to infuriating tweet character limits. Don't get mad, get ellipses. This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Umano. Do you ever wish you had a lot more time to read important articles? I do. What if you could just, I don't know, listen to them the way you would an audiobook or even a podcast? I have this problem constantly. I want to stay up on all my current events, but I'm busy, or I'm stuck in my car, or I'm running errands. Who's got the time? Umano is an app that discovers the most intriguing articles and news stories from a variety of trusted sources and has them read to you by professional voice artists. Listen whenever it's convenient, whether that's during your commute or your workout or just hanging at home. Personalize your news topics, make playlists, and share your favorite articles with your friends. New articles are added every day, and Umano is completely commercial-free. I love that. Best of all, it's free on your iOS or Android device, too. Download Umano for free from the App Store or via Google Play. That's U-M-A-N-O. For more information, visit umanoapp.com. And thanks to Umano for supporting i5 for the iPhone. Number four. All right. I'm about to explain a brand new app to you that on the surface is going to seem like yet another social network where you upload photos throughout the day and then you follow friends and you share what you're doing with each other. But hear me out. This one's called Days, as in D-A-Y-S. And it is unique enough that I think you ought to know about it. So here's the deal. You have 24 hours to take a group of photos within a day. Whether you take one photo or you take 30, you still only get one post in that 24-hour period. Each new day starts at 5 a.m. So anything between 5 a.m. in your days gets grouped together. And the idea is that you're just snapping away at whatever you're doing all day, every day, rather than uploading each photo as a single showcase the way that you would on an app like, say, Instagram. So you take a photo, you can add a caption, and here's the cool little twist. If you take several photos within 10 seconds of each other, Days will convert them as a set into an animated GIF. I like that. That's new. What I don't love about this is that you're forced to take photos within the app itself. There's nothing wrong with the app itself, and presumably this is so Days can be sure that you aren't cheating and uploading something from your camera roll that happened before the current 24-hour period. The problem I have is that I'm so used to cleaning up my photos and, you know, an app like Camera Plus or Snapseed that I feel like unfiltered photos in Days are subpar. I've just trained myself to feel that way. The other issue is that I went through my friends using Days from Twitter and Facebook and my iPhone contacts so that I could follow them and kind of get a group together. So far, not a lot of activity. Days is brand new, though, so I'm not going to write it off just yet. I'm just pointing out that without a lot of activity, apps like this are never going to be very compelling. I like Days. I think it's clever. I think it's well done. And I do hope it catches on. Finally, number five. Let's end on a flirtatious note, shall we? Remember Hot or Not? Yeah, you do. Of course you do. That was the website that showed you a photo of somebody, and then you either rated that person as, yes, hot, or no, not hot. Well, for better or for worse, it's kind of making a comeback. The concept has, anyway, in a free app called Tinder. Have you heard of it? You connect Tinder to your Facebook account, which adds you to a pool of other Facebook profiles. Anybody flipping through profiles can either flick to the right to say that they like a photo or flick to the left to say, nope. These pics are attached to actual Facebook profiles of people in your geographic location, though. These are real people. So you have the incentive to choose wisely. Now, if you're on the fence and want to know a little bit more about a person rather than just what they look like, you can pull up their bio info. You can look through their additional profile pictures and see if you have any friends in common. Often you do. So let's say that you see somebody and you like them. If they've also seen your photo and they've liked your photo, you get a little hooray notification, and then they go into a new match section where the two of you can start chatting and get to know each other and fall in love and have 1,000 babies. Or just keep flirting. Now, for the record, most of the guys I'm looking at, and yes, I'm looking at guys, that's just kind of how I roll, they're automatic nopes because most of them are way too young for me. Like, as in young enough to be my children, and that's just not really going to work. For me, that's just not going to work. So after playing with Tinder for a few minutes, it's pretty obvious that the target audience teens and 20s. That might be your target audience, too. I'm not going to judge. And yes, it's all a little bit silly, but hey, everybody needs somebody sometimes, and I'm not going to judge you. I think Tinder is actually pretty fun, and I've already made some new friends for free. That's it for this episode of i5. If you'd like to automatically download this show every week, and I think you do, just hit the subscribe button at twit.tv/i5. That's where you can catch up on our past episodes and find links to our featured apps, tips, and tricks as well. Email us at i5@twit.tv. Leave us a voicemail at 614 on i5, or send us a video with an app review of your own. I'm Sarah Lane, and I'll see you right here next week on i5 for the iPhone.